Coca-Cola Company presents Spotlight Review, starring Spike Jonze and the City Slickers, and Dorothy Shea, the Park Avenue Hillbilly, with Doodles Weaver as Professor Fiedelbaum and George Rock. And our special guest for tonight, the star of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer Pictures and Your Hit Parade, Frank Sinatra. And here are Spike Jonze and Dorothy Shea.
Hiya, Dottie.
Hiya, Spike. Say, why are you wearing that football helmet?
Well, I always wear it for protection when I play.
Football?
No, music. With my band, you never know when you'll have to do some open field running through a closed alley.
I see what you mean. But you know, my Uncle Fudd was the greatest open field runner in the history of the South. The last time he carried the pigskin, he ran so fast he was arrested.
Why was he arrested?
This pigskin still had the pig in it.
Well, I hope Uncle Fudd gets out in time to see the game tomorrow between Notre Dame and USC. And in honor of that big event, here are the football songs of both of those great institutions. Ready, fellas? 53-47, hype!
Understand this music. We're supposed to be doing a football song. And on my music, it says Tchaikovsky, Stravinsky, Kachaturian, and Rimsky-Korsakov.
You're not reading the music. You're reading the Notre Dame lineup.
Thank you, music lovers.
Spike, the boys played that just like college men.
Well, Dottie, several of the City Slickers hold Doctor of Music degrees. Now, let me show you. Freddie Morgan, who, in your opinion, is the outstanding figure in the field of classical music?
Ludwig van Beethoven, because the chromatic juxtaposition of his musical tone poems gave the world an entirely new concept of symphonic expression.
George Rock, who, in your opinion, is the outstanding figure in the field of operatic music?
Giacomo Puccini, because his stentorian variations and barbaric harmonics gave dramatic stature to the libretto of the opera.
Dick Morgan, who, in your opinion, is the outstanding figure in the field of popular music?
Mrs. Harry James.
Well, when it comes to singing a song, I kind of favor a gal named Dottie Shea. Incidentally, Dottie, we all want to be at your opening at the Coconut Grove in the Ambassador Hotel next Tuesday night. Can you get us a reservation?
Well, I'll do it right away, Spike. But right now, I have a very important letter to write to a couple of fellows whose publications are always bestsellers. Dear Mr. Sears and Roebuck, I've been sitting here a-thumbing through your book. Page 199 shows a stove that's mighty fine and a fella in an apron like a cook. Dear Mr. Sears and Roebuck, that electric stove's away above my class. It's a beauty, yes indeed, but the thing I really need is that man to teach me how to cook with gas. Don't send the stove, it's the kind I'd like to buy, but I ain't making much singing dollars. I don't need the stove, but if I could have the guy, he could toss me around rocky salads. Oh, Mr. Sears and Roebuck, all the items in your catalog are slick, but the gadget I'd admire is that man beside my fire. Take his apron off and send him to me quick. Dear Mr. Sears and Roebuck, your canoe on page 143, that's the type that I would pick, but I'm up a different creek. Can't you send a feller here to paddle me? Don't want a bath, soapy water makes me howl. Don't the folks in your ads ever mind it? I can't use a bath, you can keep your Turkish towel. Only ship me the sheik from behind it. Don't mean to fuss, old Roebuck, but you'll never fill my order, it appears. If the shortage is acute, I'm an easy girl to suit. I'll shut up if you will send me Mr. Sears. If he ain't taken, I'll shut up if you will send me Mr. Sears.
Well, Dottie, and now we'd like to get to the
Spike,
serious...
Oh, Spike, hold the phone, it's me.
Professor Fiedelbaum. Professor, I see you're wearing a cap and gown.
Yeah. My university awarded me a degree for my latest food-saving invention, chocolate-covered brown bread on a stick.
Chocolate-covered brown bread on a stick? What do you call it?
A pumpernickel-sickle. And now I'm ready to sing the hit tune of the day, that popular ballad entitled A Tree in the Meadow. I believe I'm in voice. Unfortunately in voice. Music maestro, a few trees, please. There's a flea in the meadow. No. There's a bee in my head, oh. Have some tea and brown bread, oh. No, that's me in the front row. No, that's not me. I'm right up here, or am I? Where was I? Oh, I was at the beginning of the song. Well, I'll start again. There's a fly in the ointment.
No.
There's a tree in the meadow with a stream winding through. And carved upon that tree, I see no swimming. This means you. Sweetheart, I love you. I will always remember the love in your eye,
that eye that kept winking and blinking at other trees. What was the name of that eye? Was it Manny, Mo, Doe, Chloe, Linda, Wynette, Spangler, Edel, Geeka? This is driving me insane.
Wrong act. I will always remember the things that you said the day you carved upon that tree those tender words, drop dead. I'm Fred. No, a lead head. You know, I can't remember. But farther on down Lover's Lane, a silhouette I see. I know Lover's Lane's brother, Frankie Lane. To spend 1 hour with you. That's my desire. What a voice. By the me in the treadle, by the med in the trio. No, I'm flying to Rio. Also, you know, I better finish the song sooner. Instead of a meadow, there'll be a whole orchard growing there. By the tree in the meadow, my thoughts will always lie. And where'er you go, wind, place, or show, they're off and running around the turn. His Trojan horse in front, little Greeper is second, Bobby Grayson and Chicken is starting from scratch. Chicken. I love you till I die.
Thank you, Professor, and watch out for those woodpeckers. Say, Dottie.
What is it, Spike?
Do you like magic?
Oh, I'm crazy about it. I had an uncle who was a magician.
Every night he'd come home and put his arms around my aunt and say, "Darling, close your eyes."
And then?
Then he'd disappear.
Well, for more about the supernatural, here are the City Slickers and Sir Frederick Gass to introduce you to a certain balmy swami.
You sigh, the song begins, you speak, and I hear violins, it's magic.
Bye!
The star deserts the sight and rush to nestle in your eyes, it's magic. Without a golden wand or mystic charm, fantastic things begin when I am in your arms, your skinny arms, your hairy arms. When we walk hand in hand, the world becomes a wonderland, it's magic. How else can I explain those rainbows when there is no rain? It's magic. Why do I tell myself these things that happen are all really true? It ain't no lie when in my heart I know the magic is my love for you.
Gentlemen, it's magic. Watch and listen closely as we unveil the psychic powers of the mystic swami. I shall circulate among the audience, picking articles at random, while the swami, blindfolded, tells us what they are. Now the first. Swami, what color is this lady's hair?
Blue.
No, Swami, your hair. Concentrate. What do they have at Fort Knox?
Soldiers.
No, Swami, I'll give you one more chance. What color is this lady's hair? Okay, Swami, have you got it?
Not yet. This is a tough one, isn't it?
If you don't hurry up, her hair will turn from gold to gray.
Gold!
Gold, correct! Miraculous, Swami! You're a ball of fire tonight. Now, what has this man got on the front of his vest?
Gravy.
No, Swami, they're very small, and they're running up and down his vest.
Mice.
No, Swami, why would he have mice on his vest?
No cat.
No, no, Swami, think. What has this man got on his vest?
How can I think when you keep butting in?
Buttons, right. Sensational. You're a genius, Swami.
I think I'm pretty good.
Just don't let it go to your cone-shaped head. Now, see if you can get this one, Swami. What is this woman saying to her husband?
How do I know? What do you think I am, a mind reader?
Oh, Swami, what is this woman saying to her husband? The first word is don't. The second word starts with B. Don't.
Don't be half safe.
Swami, I'm very disappointed in you, but I guess I can't blame you.
Blame? I got it. I got it. No, I still like, don't be half safe.
Okay, Swami, let it go. Over here we have a very famous celebrity. Can you tell me his name? Now listen, would you say a few words, sir?
Okay, you guys, I'm taking over, say. Yeah, I'm going to let you have it, say. I'm going to drill you, say.
Oh, that's too easy. Anybody knows who that is.
Yes, I guess it is too easy. We'll forget it.
Sure, anybody knows that's Eddie Cantor.
Yes, of course, Swami. Now, look, Swami, what kind of a cigarette is this man smoking?
English Overs.
No, Swami, listen. What kind of a cigarette is this man smoking?
Spud.
No, Swami, you fathead. I'll give you one more chance. Come now, what's he smoking?
A herring.
Thank you, and now here's Dick Joy. Richard?
The open road isn't always as open as one would like to have it, and the driver often is the better for a relaxing pause. Such a pause can be refreshing, too, if you pull up at the service station with a Coke cooler. You drop a nickel in the slot, out comes ice-cold Coca-Cola, you drink with pleasure, and you drive refreshed.
Mr. Spike Jones.
You're sure looking swell, Dottie Shay.
Well, I got a happy feeling in my tired old bones ever since the day a little bird told me that you love me.
That you love me.
And I believe that you do.
That you do.
This little bird also told me I was falling.
I'm falling.
Falling for no one but you.
No but you.
There's no use denying, I might as well confess, of all the boys I know, dear, I'm sure I love you best. A little bird told me we'd be happy, and I believe that it's true. A little bird told me we'd be married, and I believe it's true. This little bird also told me when we're married, we'll have a pretty cottage not too far, all fenced in like a movie star. A Great Dane pup we'll call an ace, a lion there by the fireplace, a goldfish pond and a wishing well. Everything is gonna turn out swell. This little bird also told me when we're married, we'll have a pretty cottage not too far, all fenced in like a movie star. A Great Dane pup we'll call him Ace, a lion there by the fireplace, a goldfish pond and a wishing well. Everything's gonna turn out swell. A little bird told me we'd be happy, and I believe that it's true. And now I know that it's true. And now I know that it's true. Well, in June it's bound to come true.
Fine, Dottie. Really great. Say, Dottie, did you see Frank Sinatra in his new picture, The Kissing Bandit?
Oh, yes. It's wonderful the way he goes around robbing the men and kissing the girls. Robbing and kissing. Kissing and robbing.
What a robber.
What a kisser.
Say, you really go for Sinatra, don't you?
Oh, what girl doesn't? He's so distinguished, so talented, so tall, so handsome.
Oh, I don't know. I'm not so tall.
Frank, Dottie was telling me how much she enjoyed you as a kissing bandit, weren't you, Dottie? Dottie, I said you were saying how much you enjoyed Frank as a kissing bandit.
Well, Dorothy, just don't stand there. Say something.
Prove. Prove. Prove.
Frank, I think we'd better get from prunes to some pear-shaped tones, huh?
Yeah, maybe you're right, Spike. And now, as Doodles Weaver would say, I'd like very much to render a tender ballad. Music, maestro, if you'll dare.
Thank you.
in love with Amy. Always in love with Amy. Ever and ever fascinated by her. Set your heart afire to stay. Once you're kissed by Amy, tear up your list, it's Amy. Ply her with bonbons, poetry and flowers, moon a million hours away. You might be quite the fickle-hearted rover, so carefree and bold, who loves a girl and later thinks it over and just quits cold. But once in love with Amy, always in love with Amy, ever and ever sweetly you'll romance her. Trouble is, the answer will be that Amy'd rather stay in love with me. You might be quite the fickle-hearted rover, so carefree and bold, who loves a girl and later thinks it over and just quits cold. But once in love with Amy, always in love with Amy, ever and ever sweetly you'll romance her. Trouble is, the answer will be that Amy'd rather stay in love with me.
Frank,
it sure was. You know, Frank, I've been doing a little singing lately myself.
Everybody wants to be a singer these days. Isn't that strange? Must be something in the water. Tell me, Spike. Tell me, Spike, is this just one more facet among your accomplishments?
Yes. Would you like me to turn on the facet?
Just a little joke, you know.
It's just about the littlest joke I've ever heard. But listen, Spike, if you're really on the level, I can get you a job singing at the Ladies Uplift Society. They're giving a tea on Saturday.
The Ladies Uplift Society?
Yes.
What is that, another Bobby Sox organization?
Well, you see, they're really overage Bobby Soxers. They don't actually swoon, they just sit around and get dizzy spells.
Well, Spike, why don't you sing something so Frank can get an idea of your voice?
Okay. And for Bonnie, Annie, Laurie, I'd lay me down and die.
Is there a Miss Laurie in the audience?
Well, what's your opinion, Frank?
He has a fine set of pipes.
Thank you.
No voice, just pipes.
Hey, what do you think I ought to do, Frank?
I think maybe you should learn a song with a solid set of lyrics, like Prisoner of Love. Now, that's a tune with meaning.
Okay, you sing it, and I'll have my band accompany you.
Wrong meaning. You may fire when ready, Meyer. Alone from night to night, you'll find me.
Me, oh.
Too weak to break the chains that bind me.
Silas, are you too weak to break the chains that bind you? Well, listen to what Mr. Malnutrition had to say.
I was such a weakling. I was ashamed to be seen in a bathing suit. Then one day I took a look at Spike Jones, and now I'm not ashamed anymore.
I need no shackles to remind me. I'm just a prisoner of love.
You must be after Big Frost. Hey, are you prisoner number 705342?
Nah, that was me, father. I'm number 705342, Junior.
What are you in for?
For shooting mosquitoes.
How could you be sent up for shooting mosquitoes?
They was on people. What are you in for, buddy?
For doing my Christmas shopping early.
Quit your kidding. How can they pinch a guy for doing your Christmas shopping early?
They caught me in the store 3 hours before it was open. Say, this sure is a high-class jail, huh?
Yeah, look at the sign over me bunk. Humphrey Bogart slept here. And you know something else? They got special radio shows here for us prisoners, they have.
Special programs for prisoners?
Yeah. The John's Other Knife. One Man's Funeral. Queen for 30 Days. And they got a doozy called Break Into the Bank.
Those are keen, but I like the one they have at Alcatraz. Life can be beautiful with time off for good behavior.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, are you the guy they call the kissing bandit? Hey, Macaro Sinatra.
Who is that, I.W. Harper?
Well, I ain't the schmutz and schmoo.
Well, this lady is here to see you.
Oh, Puckapus.
Stanley. Hey, Spike, this is me, Miles, Dottie. Dottie Shader, hillbilly hijacker.
Hiya, Spike. Is this your first time in stir?
Are you kidding? I've been in Sing Sing, Alcatraz, San Quentin, and Tehachapi.
Tehachapi?
Sure, Tehachapi.
Tehachapi hunted us for coils.
I found that out when they put me to work in the laundry.
Hey, baby, what's that you're carrying on your back?
It's a cake. I baked it myself.
Well, what do you know, a crumb cake?
No, it's angel food with marshmallow frosting and a pickle in the middle with a file inside. Get it?
Yeah, a file. Yeah, Dottie, you're terrific. Where is it?
Between the 27th and the 28th layers, see?
Boy, what a beautiful file. Just what we've been waiting for. Hey, Spike, pass the word down the line.
Yeah?
Tell the boys I got a file.
Yeah?
Tell them tonight's the night.
Yeah?
It happens at 12 o'clock.
What happens at 12 o'clock?
Everybody gets a manicure. She's in my dreams, awake or sleeping. Upon my knees to her, I'm creeping.
Ah, mother, ah, baby, ah, honey, child. Baby.
My very heart for her is leaping.
Leaping sounds like a steeplechase. And there they go. It's like Penny by a hair and long underwear is creeping up.
I'm just a prisoner of love.
This is Dick Joy speaking for the Coca-Cola Company, saying, whoever you are, whatever you do, wherever you may be, when you think of refreshment, think of Coca-Cola. For Coca-Cola makes any pause the pause that refreshes. And ice-cold Coca-Cola is everywhere. On this next Friday's Spotlight Review, and Spike Jones and Dorothy Shea will have Peter Lorre as their guest. This is CBS, where 99 million people gather every week, the Columbia Broadcasting System.